I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we're talking about speed limits. The signs are along nearly every roadway, and they are not just a mere suggestion. Speed limits are in place for a reason. If we do not see a speed limit, how do we know what the speed on that road is?
You know, Tom, we get that question a lot. Somebody will get pulled over and they'll look at you and they'll be like, hey, I didn't see any speed limit signs. Well, a good general rule is on the interstate, your speed limit is probably going to be 70 miles per hour. We're talking about in the state of Missouri, of course, it's going to be 70 miles per hour. On your two-lane divided highways, usually 65 miles per hour. And then on your two-lane roads out in the country, your state-lettered routes, probably 55 miles per hour, 60 miles per hour on some roadways, depending. But that's a good general rule. And then on your U.S. highways, like, for instance, U.S. 169 or 65 or something like that locally here in the area, you know, 60 miles per hour. And can that change? Can that vary? Sure. When you pull into a municipality or something like that, it can change. Sometimes in special areas, but that's a good general rule of thumb. But also, the best thing to do is, if we're paying strict attention to the roadway, speed limit signs are pretty plentiful out there. We need to be paying attention and recognizing those speed limit signs and also other road signs out there. They're out there for a reason.
Is there a leeway in enforcement? And I'm not talking about, can you give us a break?
Right.
More of, is my speedometer correct?
Yeah. You know, we get that a lot. And you know, you have to understand, we factor that in. You know, when we're out there and we're checking cars with our radar and doing strict enforcement like that, you know, there's some leeway built in there. And we get that a lot. People are like, well, my speedometer said this or whatever. But I can assure people, our radar's tuned, retuned. I mean, we check it daily, and it's accurate. I'm going to tell you right now, it's accurate. So the best rule of thumb is obey the speed limit. Now, could your speedometer be off 2 or 3 miles per hour? Sure. An officer's not going to put you on the shoulder for that. You know, we're out there. We're looking for people driving aggressively out there on the roadway. And those are the people we're targeting, those people that are causing traffic crashes.
Is there a minimum speed limit, say, on freeways and highways?
Yeah. You know, out there on our interstate systems, there's a minimum of 40 miles per hour. And that's built in there for safety reasons. If you're going below 40 out on the interstate, you're a target. I mean, you're traveling too slow, maybe a little hill on the road or something like that, and you could be involved in a traffic crash. But on other roadways, no, there's not a minimum. However, though, we do encourage people, you know, if you're going to be driving a piece of farm equipment or you're going to be out there, whatever, in some slow moving vehicle, have those flagging vehicles. Make sure you're well marked and things like that so people see you, so there's some warning ahead of time, so, you know, we don't have an unnecessary traffic crash.
And if people start lining up behind you, maybe move over,
yeah,
give them some
maybe
room.
Maybe pull over and let some traffic go by, give them a little bit of room, because that can be a hazard as well. Cars piling up behind, you know, maybe it's a slow moving piece of farm equipment or something like that. Somebody crests the hill and there's a line of traffic, and then, you know, we've got a traffic crash. So it's just, to me, it's common sense things. And I think to most people, it's common sense things. So just exercise good common sense out there. Follow the rules of the road. We'll be in good shape.
Now, looking at speed limits in another way, they're not necessarily, you should be driving this fast.
Yeah.
If conditions warrant, you'd want to be going slower.
Oh, absolutely. Right? You know, if you're going down the roadway, rainy conditions, a wet roadway, snow and ice, things like that, reduce your speed. Speed on ice and snow especially is not our friend. And yeah, absolutely. If you need to adjust your, you know, people should be able to, especially when they get some experience, a lot of experience driving under their belt, you know, you can sense when you need to reduce that speed. It doesn't feel like you have as much control of your vehicle. You know, yield to those senses you're having and slow that vehicle down.
Don't worry about the person behind you being frustrated.
Yeah, well, yeah, your safety comes first, absolutely.
Yeah. Our guest has been Sergeant Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.